Welcome to Tiger Talk, brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge. We're going to do Tiger Talk with one coach today. We've got Coach Stefan Hedick from the Mobridge Pollock girls, and I've got a lot to talk about today, Coach. Number one, a couple of nice wins. You guys come up against Timberlake team, and I always see, you know, high school basketball as the kind of a talent circle. One year, you've got all the talent, you're at the top of the circle, then you go around and you're at the bottom of the circle. And Timberlake right now, they're doing a little bit of a rebuilding. You do see some things in the future that are going to be pretty good for Timberlake. They've got some youngsters that are pretty good, pretty skilled ball players. Unfortunately, the numbers aren't there. They don't have the huge squad that they've had in the past, but they just, you know, were outclassed last night against Mobridge Pollock in pretty much every sense of the word, as far as your pressure defense, your rebounding skills, and then you got off to a good start shooting-wise, too.
Yeah, they no doubt they'll keep working, and they'll cycle their way back up. They got some freshmen and some young players that show a ton of potential. So we hope for the best for them moving forward, that they can continue to build and get better each day. You know, they lost a lot of talent last year in their senior class. They had some real solid guard play coming out of them, and you can tell that they miss them, but they're getting better. You know, even seeing them from the beginning of the year to where they are now, they're getting better. But yeah, we knew that they would have some trouble with our pressure defense, so we kind of relied on that coming out from the start and trying to get off to a good start and get rolling. And with the week as busy as it is, it's kind of one of those where you want to get out ahead early and take care of the game and put it away so we can try to rest on some fresh legs and be ready for the next one.
We talk about Timberlake being a little bit down. Solid Buttes also, if you look at their record, they're not having a Solid Buttes kind of year. But this is a team that you can't overlook, and you're playing in Oneida against Solid Buttes. This is a team that you got to take seriously, isn't it?
1,000%, you hit the nail on the head. Records don't show everything, and just look across, you know, nobody looks at scores more than coaches. Coach Chemnitz and I, after every game and each night, there's a million texts going back and forth. Did you see this team beat this team, and back and forth? And this year, more than any year, records don't mean anything. You'll think somebody's down and they're struggling, and all of a sudden they turn around and they play with or they beat, you know, the best team in the state or something like that. And you sit there and you just wonder how, you know. But yeah, Solid Buttes, they don't have the best record right now, but they have tradition. And like you said, anytime you play in that gym, you know, it's going to be a packed house. The Solid Buttes fans come out in full force, and they're going to be a decent team. So we got to be ready.
One thing we do know about Solid Buttes is they have a very talented young lady named Stevie Whitler that in any given night she can take over a ball game. She puts the team on her shoulders and will carry them.
Yeah, Stevie's got a lot of talent, and she's been a solid player for them for a lot of years. So you got to be prepared for her to have a good night on any night, you know. And it seems like everybody always shows up when they play Mobridge Pollock. So we got to be ready for her. Along with, they've kind of built a little more size than they typically have. They've got a lot of size in their starting lineup, so we're going to have to adjust and try to be ready for that as well.
It seems like your philosophy, and maybe I'm wrong, just my observation, the way you're dealing with size is that backcourt pressure. If you don't let them get into their half-court set, if you stop them at the mid-court stripe, then they can't get into the, you know, the middle and the inside the paint and you know, bruised inside on the block. So is that the philosophy? Are you trying to get them stopped at mid-court?
Yeah, we want to pressure them all over the floor, you know, and some teams have an easier time handling that than others. But the other side of that is, even if we're not getting the stops at the half-court line or before the half-court line, those steals and runouts, if they have to handle the ball and they have to play against that kind of pressure for four quarters, it really puts us in an advantage in the third and fourth. Just having to constantly be, you know, never having a break. When you have the ball, somebody's tight on you, it's just that much harder. You know, if you've got a tight defender right in your face the entire game, it wears on you and wears on you and wears on you, and that kind of moves advantage Mobridge Pollock by the end of the game.
And you've got three seniors out there that are showing the rest of the team the example of pressure defense as far as the guard play goes. when you talk about Heidi and you talk about Katie and you talk about Reagan, they are the epitome of what you're trying to teach as far as pressure defense.
Yeah, and they've, you know, we've kind of hung our hat on that pressure defense. 5 years ago when I started with the program, I looked at the athletes we had that year and the athletes we had coming up, and I knew that we weren't going to be a power inside game for years to come, but I knew we were going to have a lot of fast, aggressive, quick, small athletes, you know, coming through the system year after year after year. So that's kind of what we've built into our program and what we hang our hat on. And those three that you mentioned, along with, you know, all the seniors and juniors, they're used to it. They've been playing that system now for 4 or 5 years. You know, these, the seniors I have now were some of the first ones that got to move into the high school program after their middle school season when they were eighth graders. And so 4.5, 5 years, they've been playing this style. So, yeah, it's built in a lot more success now than years past as we've built it in. And it's just what they're used to. You know, it's what's in their blood.
I want to talk a little bit more about one of your seniors, Heidi Olson. As she has progressed, she was known for a long time as a defensive specialist, but all of a sudden, you know, as of late, she's starting to score the ball. She's starting to drive to the lane. She's doing some three-point shooting. She's really coming to her own on the offensive side, too.
Yeah, Heidi just does a great job of – the great thing about Heidi is she's doing whatever she's asked. You know, we need her to go out there and play that pressure defense, and she wears on their guards wherever it is. Whether she's coming in later or starting the game, we've kind of had a lot of rotations this year. But she just goes out there and she's just tenacious. And she's been getting some buckets off of free throws and some buckets off of some steals and lay-ins. So that offense, you know, that offensive production that's come around off of her defensive pressure is a huge boost for us as well.
And then you talk about this part of the season when you start thinking ahead a little bit towards regionals and so on and so forth. But this week has been kind of a killer week, you know, and you postpone a game on Saturday that's a long trip and you were going to play in the afternoon, maybe get back at a decent hour, and you postpone it. You go to Monday night down in Todd County, and you get off the bus after that long trip. You get out there, you get the win, you wait for the boys to get done, you get home late, then you get back on the bus on Tuesday, then Thursday, and then Saturday again. It's a long week, so what a terrible time for a little bit of illness to come through your team, and I see some of the girls hacking and coughing, and there's a little bit of illness there. Man.
Oh yeah, it's beyond hacking and coughing. You know, they've been over the toilets and the garbage cans and all that stuff, and yeah, it's a brutal week having four games all on the road. And then for that illness to hit right at the beginning of it too, but hats off to the girls. They just tough it out. You know, they know what their mission is, and Todd County was maybe a little bit of an uglier game, but it's all about just grind it out and find a win. Whatever girls can get on the floor, and they do their job, and they've been playing together, and next girl up. You know, if we got three of them sick, we just got to figure it out, and whoever's on the floor has got to get it done. And they've done a great job of that. You know, for them to get back 12:30 on Monday night and then turn around and go through a day of school and go to show up in Timberlake the way they did. That's not, you know, that's probably not common. That's just hats off to our girls. They're awesome, and they just show up and they give all their effort and get after it, and it doesn't matter.
As a coach, do you prescribe something such as proper nutrition, rest? What do you tell them when it comes to this part of the season? And you're worried about that kind of illness going through the team.
You know, I just try to remind them every game, every practice, that we have to take care of ourselves. You know, we have to wash our hands and we have to do all those things. We've got to have our electrolytes and our Gatorades and our high C or vitamin C and all that stuff, just because we know what sickness, illness can do. We've seen a lot of programs get bit by us, ours as well, from time to time throughout the years. So just taking care of themselves and staying as healthy. Sometimes it's out of your hands, you know, but taking care of themselves and staying as healthy as they possibly can. And then when you do get those bugs, you know, going through all those steps for as quick as recovery as you can and the rest and all that stuff. A week like this week with four away games, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we're not doing a lot in practice on Wednesday and on Friday. We're going to get in there. We're going to maybe run through a couple of defensive stuff based on who we play next and get a lot of shots up, and we're going to get out of there in maybe an hour just because they need to be off their feet, you know. One advantage to this busy week, it just coincidence how it laid out, but we have small group music contest, had small group music contest today, so the ones that weren't performing got a chance to stay home and they don't have class today, so get a little rest, as well as we have an in-service, staff in-service on Friday, so that's another day they can get off their feet a little bit and rest. So that timed out pretty well.
And you, as I said, you start thinking ahead a little bit towards the regions. And usually I ask this question to you, you know, where are we sitting right now as far as regions go? How is the seating? It's got to be, you guys got to be number one seed in the region right now, which would be nice to have a host of games here in Mobridge-Pollock.
Yeah, we are. This year's the easiest way to answer that, as it's been in years past. We're sitting on top, and we even have a little bit of a cushion. You know, I've played with the numbers a little bit, and you know, a million things can change, because anytime one of your own opponents, past opponents' records changes to a certain percentage, it might drop you or raise you or whatever. But I'm pretty confident in us being the one moving into postseason play, and being able to have those host game, those home games. And being able to start against the eight is an advantage as well.
Yeah, and home cooking, I don't care what anybody says, you have an advantage when you can you know, play on your home court, the court that you practice on, home crowd, so on and so forth. It's just a huge advantage. I used to say that you can give 5 points to a team at home, and so an away team has to make that 5 points up somehow. So that's got to be a huge plus.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a huge advantage to play on your home court, and sometimes it's more than 5 points. You go to some gyms and it seems like you're down 10 just on the tip off, you know. So we're excited to hang on to that home court advantage, and hopefully when that comes around, we've got a lot of fans showing up and filling the bleachers, and it gets loud and supportive.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back more from Coach Hedick and the girls basketball team in 1 minute right here. This is Star 99 Tiger Talk, brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge.